Mr. Green, we normally take public comments after lunch. We get ready to break for lunch, but you've been sitting here very diligently. Would you like to be heard by the commission now before lunch, or do you want to wait?
Well, it may be a little time to show, and it's going to be up to you.
Let's go ahead. It's public comments. You need to be sworn.
Public comments, you need to be sworn in. Okay, good enough.
I'm here more or less representing myself and a considerable number of rather angry watermen. I've got these protests. I was going to hand them out.
Absolutely. I'll pass them out.
I've got a copy of everybody, and here's the original one I signed. And here's a petition with signatures on it. I didn't quite get them all back because we was thinking we didn't know we was going to have this early meeting this year. So
okay.
On this one, so it's a lot still has a name that should be available.
Does this deal with the establishment of the new line in the James River?
Yes, it is.
Okay, proceed.
Okay, what it all amounts to, I mean, if you want, I'll let y'all read that real quick if you would, because it's just the blunt of everything what this is all about. It's pretty short and to the point.
Okay, proceed.
Okay. Basically, the blunt of it is they moved the old dredge line, which it was never a precise line set. It was more or less an implied line. It was a past practice. We've had it since the beginning of the dredge began at James River. Originally, it was from number 2 to number 5, and originally, on the very beginning, it was towards Rainbow Point. But after they first started the first year or two, they gave us over, moved it over to Day's Point, used the building. I think the chimney on the building was supposed to have been the marker at that point, in which in turn they gave us maybe 4 or 5 smaller rocks that we could also dredge on. This is all pertaining to dredging. And after this year...
You mean hand scraping?
Hand scraping.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hand scraping, dredging.
Continue.
But anyway, we've been using these areas. I guess that's just the beginning of the season, except for the very first. We used that one line. And... it's been a long-term past practice, so, you know, that's more or less an implied consent, and it becomes a rule after a while if you're doing certain things for a long period of time. But
That's called a custom, not a rule.
Custom, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a custom. But anyway, this was the original marker which we used. That was the line that the inspectors went by. We got tickets if we went above this line. And this year we got a new line. We've lost, I think I went and checked it out a while ago, approximately 500-some acres on blunt point size, and probably just as much, maybe a little more on the other side. And these are valuable areas. We've been working these areas for a long time. In the beginning, there were only several, maybe 2 or 3 small rocks in these areas. We worked them, and we got these shells there. And now we've got quite a good yield on these for the last, 4 or 5 years in these areas. But we've lost a considerable amount of working areas, and most of the watermen, we're ganging up. What we're doing, we're being pushed out into a smaller area. As we concentrate, we tend to work these areas out faster. And James River is a kind of river that it supports a lot of boats as opposed to the rest of the rivers in Virginia. We can handle a large number of boats for a longer period of time. Like Rappahannock, they go down maybe 2 or 3 weeks or a month. That's it. They're over with. We can stay here maybe 3 months, 4 months, and still have a pretty good oyster season. And I also think that's kind of a misunderstanding about the oyster business. We tend to think, if we leave a lot of these oysters, they will be there next year. It's not necessarily so. Most of the oysters will live here maybe a year, 2 years with the present conditions and the disease, and they'll tend to die. All the oysters we left last year are branded breeds. Those all dead this year. I mean, beautiful oysters. They're gone. But most of the 3-inch stuff down tends to live. We get maybe a 2, 2.5 year living span, period of time in these waters up here with the present disease situation where it is. And it's pretty good. If we take advantage and we work it in the right sequence, we tend to do good. It's good for the watermen. It's good for the Commonwealth. But the budget thing today is we need these areas. These are very important areas to us. They support us. We've got a lot of influx of boats coming and going. Some goes up the bay. They will be coming back as things goes away. And it tends to keep everybody in business. A lot of these neighbors, they got wives, families, and children, you know.
Yes, sir.
And supporting a lot of people. These are people.
Yes, sir.
And it's also good to everybody. And we'd like to have this area remain open as opposed to the line that moved down.
Right. And I will tell you, before we start, I'm going to ask Mr. Travelstead to brief the commission on the issue, but I will tell you that we had significant discussion on this matter before this line was specifically marked and very, very marked in a manner that is discernible by all involved. We had some problems last year as far as lines were concerned in there, and that's the reason that we went in and marked the way that it's marked this way. So with that, Mr. Travelstead, can you address the
committee?
I'm sorry, Dr. Wesson, it's too far for me to see this morning.
We don't understand why they didn't mark just the same line that we've always had.
Well, I think Dr. Wesson was going to give us the reason that staff decided that.
Give me a second to get this stuff switched out. I mean, basically, while I wait for the thing to come up, it's, I forget which one of these is the right one.
I would say probably D.
Huh?
Lower right.
D is a G.
G for G.
Yeah, G.
Which one? I tried that one.
Put a G right above it.
Right there. Yep.
That was y'all's test for the day.
Yeah.
Y'all passed, kind of.
Which one doesn't belong?
I mean, the dredge line that is now marked is the same line that's been there since 2004. I mean, this is the way it was written way back, first point in 2004. And we knew it was not clear, and that's why we went through the process of making it marked better. The confusion starts when, year before last, we had a request from the waterman to shrink the size of the wreck shoal sanctuary. The green here is the way the sanctuary used to be, which was about 7,000 acres, and that had the line that went from this chimney over on this side to the same middle marker as the dredge line. The dredge line has always been the same, and then it went over to the entrance of Deep Creek. And then we went through all the committee meetings and public hearings and everything, and we shrunk the wreck shoal sanctuary to this small red area that is now marked very well, and that's where the wreck shoal sanctuary is. All the rest of this area is now open for hand hauling.
Mm-hmm.
That was a change. Now,
I'm certain this specific red geometric figure was a result of committee meetings and agreements by industry and staff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Fox.
But at this time, this one has never changed.
All right.
So what we did, because we were having problems with them coming across the line, last year we went through the committee meetings and we said we got to mark these areas better. So we marked this one properly, the sanctuary area, as well as we marked the old line that had been in place. And so we didn't change the line. Here's the sanctuary up here. We just, you can't see it very well, but we put a pole here, a pole here, a pole here, a pole here, a pole there. So, and that's what we're left with today, is that it's the same line. It's the same dredge line. Now, law enforcement may have been allowing them to go across up to that line, but that was not in regulation. That was supposed to be a hand-dong area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the confusion that they have, is that they were allowed to go up in there with their dredges, but the line is not everywhere.
And for benefit of the commission, who don't know the James River that well in this area, it's about 4.5 miles wide.
It's a very wide river, yes.
It's kind of hard to, not taking up for law enforcement because I shouldn't, but in this situation. But I think the crux of the matter is, as you said, nothing has changed?
Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is we made the sanctuary smaller for them in the that upper sanctuary. That's the only change.
Mr. Schick and then Mr. Robbins.
Would there be any detriment to changing it to the line that their watermen are asking to change it to? Which would increase the, you know, the dredging area, hand scrape area.
Other than the fact that we've expended significant dollars to mark this with in order to make sure that everybody knew where the line was, we went in and established the line using tangible markers and signs. So that's one. Mr. Robbins?
I was going to ask Dr. Weston what the experience has been with law enforcement and the industry now that the sanctuary area has been better marked.
I think it's been working fine. Now that we've had the good markers on both areas.
Okay. Further questions? Mr. Fox?
I think the point is that the line here between the hand scrape and the hand tong, the line has been the same line all along. It just was not marked. And so now when it's marked, the watermen find that it wasn't exactly where they thought it was. And that's Mr. Green's concern. But it did. The line did not change.
Mr. Palmer, then Mr. Plumley.
You are tonguing on the other side of the line, correct?
You what?
You are tonguing on the other side of the line, correct?
Oh, yeah.
You can, yes.
Okay, so you still can harvest oysters over there.
Mr. Plumley?
Had you looked at this, what we were presented, with the same boundary line? Was that a line that was marked, the red one? Was that demarcated in any way out there?
The red one is the green one here. I think I'm looking at it upside down. I think that's the green one here.
No, the red one is the old sanctuary line.
No, that was not. That was only marked verbally in the description in the
lat long.
In the we didn't even have lat long for that.
Bob.
We do now for the small one, but for that one, we went from the buoy entrance to Deep Creek to this same buoy here, and then over to a chimney on the point on that side.
There was just the written description. There was nothing demarcating it physically out there.
No.
And while watermen may have been used to going into those areas, there was nothing telling them that that's exactly where the line is. So this is an estimate, in other words.
Further questions? Any comments by members of the commission? Seeing none. Mr. Palmer, do you have a comment?
Well, one comment I have is I'd like to see the guys be able to catch everything they can. I really would. I know how things get. It gets kind of tough. But, you know, if you could tong on the other side of that line, the guys are tonging. They need to get a chance, too. I would imagine they get quite a bit of competition.
And for what it's worth, you make a good point. My phone rings from time to time where there's a distinct rift at times between the tongers and the hand scrapers in that specific area as well. So
and the tongers were actually quite upset last year that this area that we had, this big area we'd open up for, because we didn't mark very well, the dredgers were coming in.
Wade, you brought up that side because there's two sides. Yeah. Further comments or questions? Action requested by members of the commission. They're seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Green. We will now recess for lunch. Return back from lunch at approximately 12:30.